you're up this way anytime. It's easy to find, just follow the signs. Call in for a cup, and the pleasure's all mine. Up in the rolling hills, sniffing. Up in the rolling hills of Nimbin, you'll find me with a wife and kids, living happy and free. And when my pipe runs out, they'll bury me. Up in the rolling hills of Nimbin. Up in the rolling hills of Nimbin, I'll be with a wife and kids, living happy and free. And when my pipe runs out, they'll bury me. Up in the rolling hills of Nimbin.
All right, I suppose we can go on. If you're quite finished with your ding-a-ling, a bloody link.
Oh, hey, models!
You do carry on with that bloody bell sometimes, don't you?
Here we are, the Hemp Hour, 102.3 FM, where we are coming to you live, white, naked and deadly.
Yeah, two for the price of one today. I was told this.
As usual, the mayor's like, this is like a little quiet time after the kids have gone to bed, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
This is when the adults can talk before old mayor head gets here to intrude with this bullshit.
It's funny, isn't it? Yeah, we have this little quiet time, just us and the listener.
And the listener.
The president and the goddess and the mayor will be along shortly.
And right now it's just you, the listener, and Bob along the president and me, the goddess, here to fuck with your mind.
A couple of hours to shake any screws that might have been slightly loose.
Yeah, or tighten up any screws that might have been deliberately loosened.
Yeah. We're psychic surgeons. We'll do the lot. Have you noticed that the psychic war against cannabis up here has, especially the pre-Mardi Gras psychic war, has begun in earnest last weekend? Did you see the headlines in the Northern Star, the big colour photos of the TRG, Tactical Response Group? Oh, it's not against marijuana. It's the drug fear. They're heightening the drug fear. They wanted to bust some guys for selling speed in the car park at Bunnings. Simple.
But there was no speed.
Oh, there was speed. They got the speed.
Go, guys.
They got five guys in a van and the speed.
Get the speed. I don't mind.
But they went in the balaclavas, the bulletproof vests, the full...
The speed dealers?
No, the other ones.
Oh, the cops.
Yeah, that's them. Yeah, them, the cops.
The riot squad.
Yeah, the Tactical Response Group.
And they went and they cleaned out a little nest of speedy... Speedy dealers. Is that right?
They cleaned out five speedy dealers in the car park in Bunnings, but it took like 10 cops with...
They've really got everything at Bunnings,
don't
they?
Full armament. Moving right along.
Okay. Are we allowed to? We're not allowed to advertise Bunnings, of course. You can get just about everything at Bunnings.
We're not allowed to advertise them, so you can't say that.
No.
No, so don't.
I take it back.
Take it back.
I do.
I want to hear it. That's a lot better.
That was it backwards. Sucked it out of your head. You can't remember what it was we were talking about, can you, listener?
Well, what were we talking about?
Listener can't remember anyway.
No. What were we talking about?
We don't have to. We are stream of consciousness. We are in the moment.
We
don't have to think of what we're saying.
Oh.
We are there. We are that point of light in the middle of the circle.
I've got you. Carry on.
Being a bit mystic. Listener needs a bit of mysticism. You know what I reckon? There's too much of this garbage ecological talk on here about trashing the planet and all this kind of crap.
Not talking about trashing. We're talking about saving the trash and de-trashing it. Haven't you heard of detrashing or anti-trash?
It doesn't care. Planet doesn't care. Guy doesn't care.
But I care. Because Guy doesn't... I mean, you say Guy doesn't... So what? Guy doesn't care what sort of skin she's wearing.
I don't get you, models. You're dead in, what, 50 years?
Yeah.
You're dead. You're a rotty, rotty, rotty thing. Yes?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't want to rub it in, but it's true. You're immortal. I can say this to you.
Okay, let me try to
put it
in a level that you, the great goddess, can understand.
Yes,
all right?
yes.
Because you must have noticed that the husk thing that you insist on slipping inside of once a week.
Check out the mess it is in.
I know. But
are you pointing to things? Look at this.
I know.
It's been bleeding.
Have you noticed? Exactly. Have you
look at this. It's... Oh.
Have you noticed the pustulating and weeping sores?
I have.
Yeah, okay.
What's the story with this thing? What's he been doing while I've been away?
It's bacteria.
He's rotten. Now,
exactly.
The husk is rotten.
He's rotten with bacteria, and it's eating away at him. You can see it, look, all down that left arm there. Anyway.
I wish he'd look after himself a bit better.
Well,
I cannot inhabit this husk if he rots away completely. If he dies, he's no good to me.
Well, what I'm trying to say...
Could you look after him a bit when I'm not here? Could you make him eat food and pat him on the head?
I don't really want to, but I'm...
Give him nighttime cuddles and...
What I'm trying to get across to
you... Maybe a bottle of warm milk every now and again.
Great goddess. Yeah, it's a warm bottle of milk. We can manage that. A dash of brandy so he doesn't get gripe. He does tend to get gripe a bit, though.
Oh, he's grumpy old griper.
Anyway, what I'm trying to stress to you is that wouldn't it be a bit better if the bacteria on the husk skin there were a bit more considerate and didn't overpopulate and shit so much that they caused little tiny cracks in his weak old skin to suppurate. Now, it's the same thing with the planet, goddess. If we look after...
Hey, I inhabit the husk. I do not own this body. I do not take any responsibility for it. I am here right now inhabiting. It's a bit of a mess.
Immortal, you might be, yes.
It's a bit run down,
goddess,
I admit.
You might be, yes. Clued in on everything, you're not. No.
Would you like me to maybe inhabit another husk? Take another one, maybe this time a female one. Yes, would you prefer that?
And drag the poor girl in here, throw her clothes out the door and slump yourself down in a chair again.
Of course, I am. My spirit will behave as it behaves.
Fantastic.
Yep. No matter what husk it wears.
I'm prepared to accept any husk that walks in here naked, sits down there and says, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, I am the goddess.
Good afternoon, mortals. I think you'll find it's the correct terminology when talking to you. Okay. Mortals.
Well, I wouldn't know. I would
went back to that circle
I'm a fucking
again.
Mortal.
You're going to die. You're going to die.
I don't care. You must be bored.
Shit, no. I love watching you guys die. You get born and you die. Shit, no. Nothing boring about it.
Isn't that a bit like just watching a worm farm?
You know what really does?
What's the difference for you between watching us and watching a worm farm?
Or an ant farm.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Well, I guess you've got names.
I used to call my ants names.
I guess you guys have got names.
So have they.
No, you're really cute. You're humans, you are. And you're useful.
That's only from your anthropocentric view as a goddess. I mean, even the goddess
Goddesses don't have anthropocentric
goddesses
views.
Goddesses is a human created word.
Goddesses.
What's your real word?
Goddesses have. Excuse me.
Call yourself?
If I told you my real name, you would die.
Get
okay?
a try.
So just, no, I'm not going to. Look, I like you. You're cute. I've got some uses for you yet. I'm not going to kill you yet.
I got to go. I got to play some music and just butt out of it.
We have music?
Yeah, I think so.
We have music?
I had a whole story here.
Oh, and you didn't even get to it because you were talking with a deity. Well, lucky old you.
Ding
hello,
little bell.
Mortals. We're back.
Ding.
Okay.
That was the worst ding I've ever seen.
Hey?
That was the worst ding I've ever seen. Hey,
welcome back, mortals.
Can I ask a question? What is it with the husk and the brush?
What is it?
The
brush?
Goddess.
Yeah, good.
The fake green bush.
I've grown it just to show that I am, in fact, the goddess. I have, while I'm inhabiting...
You're right with that.
While I'm inhabiting the husk, his pubic hairs become bright green, fluorescent bright green.
Yeah, well, keep your hands off me today if you don't mind.
Okay, that's just what happens, okay? Mm. That's just what happens. That's another sign.
So where'd you get the...
Not only is the bell rung, I think for Mardi Gras, the goddess might be wearing a T-shirt that says goddess on it.
So you're not going to join in the Fat Green Line for freedom?
The Fat Green Line? If we are picking bush, like I just heard, I'm in the Fat Green Line.
Are you really? For sure?
I want to be in it.
Okay.
I'm going to be in Jack's shadow. Fairly close in the line.
I'm going to be blessing it. I'm going to be blessing it as it goes.
What, you're afraid to join the Fat Green? Yeah, prepare to stand, sit. Naked as the day the husk was born.
Fat green
right line. In here. And you're not prepared to woad and paint yourself a big fat green line right down your back. Put a bit of bud in your bush and get out there and approach that thin blue line at Mardi Gras and just shimmy on through. What?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Happy to. But happy
There's
to
another one.
Happy to also bless
you can bless
the thick green line as it
fat
fat
PHAT
fat
P-H-A-T.
Sounds good, Bob.
Fat.
I think I'll adopt that fat green line.
The fat green line.
As it congas along.
There's another line I heard from someone.
As it congas along. And it's a conga line. Yes, indeed.
What's happening nowadays is the kids are all smoking ice in the car park.
They're not.
They used to smoke joints, but now they're just smoking ice.
Is that because you can't smell it?
You can't smell it. You don't cheaper, get cold. It.
You get a bigger whack for a longer
everywhere.
Time. It's
I've
addictive.
Lost the main bloody newspaper.
Is that what was going on at Bunnings
in
car
Bunnings,
park?
In Bunnings, no. Apparently, that's where they were dealing from because at Bunnings, you get everything.
That's three times you've said that. That's three times. We'll have to send you a bill now.
No, Bunnings were going to pay me.
They were.
That's
you've
it.
Been talking about the Bunnings bust. Yeah. They had balaclavas on so they wouldn't get recognised.
Yeah. Yeah, and
because we've discovered there's only 100 people in the public order and riot squad. That is not many in the New South Wales force.
No, it's
and
not.
And if 30% are out on sick leave and another 20% are on
it only
retired,
leaves 42.
Permanent disability.
Yeah, there are 42 of them total for the entire New South Wales TRG that are actually on active duty at any given time. And seriously, if they didn't wear the balaclavas, you'd just get to recognise them all and you'd realise that there wasn't very many of them. But what they do is that they sometimes they squat, sometimes they stretch very tall.
Yeah.
You know, under the balaclavas and the
sometimes
gloves.
Sometimes they shave the top of their head to make themselves
look like they can't do much with that because you can't see that.
Hey, all you can see the
but they do a lot of fake eyebrow stuff.
Okay. Hey,
I've noticed
loses.
That.
What's
lots of fake eyebrows.
Okay.
Fake eyebrows and cut different coloured eyes.
Flat tire.
Yeah, it was a
don't they know how to fix them? No, it's here. It's at Byron Bay. Last heard at the Blues Festival.
What was that?
Byron Bay.
The Winnie.
It ventured a whole 200 metres from the police station.
Yeah.
And dared to ask a few people to lick the sticks at $40 a pop.
And
now, where's it gone?
And
if they want to deter people, would they?
I know where it is.
Do they get any bust?
I haven't heard of any.
I know where it is.
They've announced no figures. Where is it?
It's slinked off up a little bush track. It's just lurking in the bush. It's hoping that its handlers are going to forget where they put it.
They've disguised it. They've
thrown because really,
net over it.
It's
they're camping undercover. They're probably fishing.
The little Winnie has had a taste of the good life. The little Winnie's had a taste of the good life, mate.
Well, call
and
in,
she
listener.
She doesn't want to go back to parked out on major highways with stinky old truckies coming in with their eyeballs popped out of their heads licking sticks in her back. Yeah. No, sir. And then they have to take a urine sample. Do you mind?
Let's have a call in. Listener, if you do see a Winnie parked up a little track somewhere and a couple of people in blue Y fronts fishing.
Yep.
Could it's you them. Call it in?
Yeah.
That's them. It's for sure it's them.
It's them. And for the guys in the Y fronts, I tell you, boys, you'd keep a close eye on your Winnie because I reckon she's got a yen. She might just slip off without you one night and paint herself something interesting and cruise up to maybe Cooktown. Oh, yes. Way up into the tropics.
That'd
be
nice.
Van,
absolutely.
Thought,
absolutely.
Out there the back of Kyogle on some community. You'd live in that Winnie for 30 years before the rust broke through.
Oh, switch absolutely. It's brand new. Yeah.
Switch the plates.
Yeah.
If you stuck a little roof over it, a little protective roof over the Winnie once you've got
it. In fact, I'm going to look at some recently painted ones. Those wickedcampers.com, they reckon they're all old hippie vans they pinch.
Well, and two, I think they're four-wheel drive, the Winnies, aren't they? Or
yes, six-wheel drive. They also hover and fly.
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
You could get it into somewhere supreme, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Take the wheels off.
You could just fly it to wherever you actually feel like it.
You mortals have got a few good things going, I got to say. Winnies are one of them. Flying Winnies.
Can't you fly, Goddess?
Did you get the figures yesterday on the alcohol violence? There was a big new figures out yesterday on alcohol violence in New South Wales. And Byron Bay, one of the top 10 places. Have you seen those figures?
Didn't see the figures. I heard the talk from Moroney. I heard Mr. Ken Moroney, our illustrious. Is he the police commissioner?
New South Wales commissioner.
He's our top cop.
Have you ever been near a joint?
I reckon.
Look, I'll tell you what, it's hard not
a lit joint.
Apparently, he was in the next room to one once.
Would he have smelt it?
No.
Would he recognize the smell?
No. No, there was no adjoining windows or doors.
So why is he making decisions on who to bust with pot? Who are these people who've never smelt cannabis possibly even in their life?
Oh, the poor things.
It's tragic.
It's like never hearing about Jesus.
Where are the real grown-ups?
I don't agree with you.
Where are the grown-ups?
I don't agree with your concept.
Are there any grown-ups anywhere?
That's like saying you can't have an opinion on things that are bad until you've tried them yourself.
No, you
like
have some experience. You don't go in with reefer madness only. You don't talk to John Howard and make up your mind.
You don't try cyanide.
No, you don't try cyanide. You go and research it first.
I'll tell you one thing. Going for it, though.
No need to try it. Guaranteed non-addictive. Half a drop kills people.
If you wanted to research, if you wanted to do research into guns and so forth,
yeah,
and people's opinions, would you spend much time interviewing the shooters' party, or would you rather find the other people?
Absolutely, you'd go to the shooters' parties and they'd hang themselves. Like the other guy saying, there's 25,000 kids in there unarmed. This is ridiculous. They should all be armed.
If you mortals want to learn more about guns, go to university.
Yeah. Yeah, that was amazing. That guy from the gun shop saying that if he'd been allowed to arm all the students at school,
it wouldn't have happened.
It would never have happened.
He's got a point.
He's got a real point. But then, in the end, you collect all your information and you make a decision.
But then,
can you imagine
a university with every student armed?
I think detention time might be a bit feisty.
Seriously, how many?
All right, you're not detained. Go freely.
How many teachers are going to make it through a semester?
They've
got to turn their back to them to write on
You'd
the
have
blackboard.
To build a jail on campus.
I'll tell you what.
Teachers behind bulletproof screens.
This is the mix. This is the cocktail. Yeah. The American dream, testosterone, alcohol, and ice. This is the recipe for chaos.
No, it's global.
Here it comes.
Breakdown
right.
And total.
Hallelujah,
chaos.
Brother.
Armageddon.
It's all a big plot.
In Australia, it's the Murray Darling.
That is the drug mix.
It's fully going to kick in, isn't it?
It's kicked in.
Yeah.
It's kicking.
Here we go. Bananas. The price of bananas last year was just a little warning. Now everything's going to, apples are going to be a dollar each.
How come we like Murray so much? We always say our Murray Darling.
Our darling
Murray, whatever.
Bob, you've smoked too many drugs today.
It's gone now.
What?
It is gone. It is water holes nearly.
I heard that no one's allowed to use it anymore.
You should have seen Howard out there last night.
Goodbye, my darling Murray.
Saying unless we get a big rain in the next 2 months, everyone's going to be cut off.
And he's his usual helpful self. He reckons the best thing he can do is tell you to pray.
He said pray. Isn't he a winner?
Pray.
He didn't look confident as he said it, did he?
Pray to your gods.
I took that with interest. He didn't say that. He said it. He even almost mumbled, I thought, starting to feel a fraction old-fashioned, as he said, everyone should pray.
I'm going to go and see
and
the little runt.
He muttered a bit, pray for our
I'm going to go
water.
And see the little runt, and I'm going to suggest.
Dare the journalist to say, pray to who? Pray
I'm
to who?
I'm going to suggest we try a little sacrifice.
Which god should we be appealing to, Mr. Howard?
60,000 farmers. That was pretty cool.
You
are? Big.
Oh,
it'll
yeah.
make an impact.
Well, I could possibly.
40% of our food.
If he was to bow down and scrape low enough to me, I could possibly give him all the rain.
Michael,
saved
is it really that much?
Mighty grasses.
All those guavas rotted on the ground this
is it
year.
Really,
I'm going to make a fortune.
Is it really that much? 40%.
40% of Australia's food production is in the Murray-Darling Basin.
Oh.
It's huge. It's all the other side of the dividing road.
We're all going to die.
No.
Yeah.
We're just going to have to find Bush Tucker again.
We're going
to
die.
And we are going to start killing and eating the cattle.
No, that's the 40%.
Bloody oath, mate. We are going to have big barbecues behind the museum. I've waited years for this. We are going to bring the one by one. We have to do the bulls first. We have to get rid of the rooting machine.
I got a pig.
We've got to stop the breeding.
I got a pig.
We are going to get rid of the cows and slowly let the kangaroos breed up again.
You can't stop the breeding.
We have bull eating day.
If you stop the breeding, we're going to eat them all. They'll be gone. Just like the Kiwis did to the Maoris.
Open slather on
mowers.
Bulls. First up, open slather mowers. On bulls. We take them all out in a few weeks.
Not all.
They will have already rooted heaps of the cows. So in 6 months, we get in early like they did with
you
the
want
young
the virgins.
Babies.
You know, got to have virgins. You got to have virgins.
No. We don't even start killing the cows yet. We save them for later. Like they did, they got rid of all the young boys in Jerusalem. Same trip. When the young babies are born, the boys go quick.
Eat them.
They're done.
Yum,
have a lot of veal next year in 6-9 months.
Yeah.
And then we just slowly eat the cows.
So you're phasing cows
boys
out.
Left.
You're phasing.
An odd rogue bull.
So you're
bush.
Phasing cows out totally.
Well, but the thing
cattle
is.
Cattle have stuff.
So you.
Hey, fools.
No, so hang on.
Fools.
Let's just clarify.
Fools. We are not growing
we'll keep
beef
a few cows.
For Australian consumption.
For the zoo, we keep
90%
cows.
Of Australian beef goes. Somewhere
overseas.
Else.
I don't really care about the beef.
And
you?
It's stuffing
like that.
The land, mate.
Yeah,
they're
I just want to know.
Clearing the land to put beef on some Japanese.
Well, I'll tell you what I happen to have. I'll tell you what I happen to have. Going, gone. It is a virgin white pig. Now, think about it.
That's the one we're using, covered in hemp seed oil.
Greased
we're
going
to let it go in Cullen Street, I heard.
For the greasy pig competition.
Yeah, the greasy pig thing, midday. Saturday,
surely by night. The same reasoning, we should be trying to render the all commercial fowl and pigs extinct as well.
What?
Well, you want cows extinct.
Don't you like eggs? You're telling me you don't like eggs?
No, not that much.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Don't like pig at all. Let's get rid of all the pigs.
I was getting on famously.
They're dinosaurs, Chooks, didn't you say?
I was getting on famously with Mike Allah until he saw me crack a couple of eggs into a fry pan.
That was the end of it.
And?
He won't go near me.
No.
He thinks I'm a murderer of unborn children.
That's right, you are.
He's like a little Catholic bird.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like my mother.
It's exactly. Happens all the time, though. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
But seriously, you're talking about rendering a species of animal extinct.
Not at all, Bob.
What? You say eat all the males.
We have zoos. We have zoos.
You'll eat those males too. You'll eat those males too.
We might make it as hard to grow cattle as it is to grow hemp at the moment. So you can apply for a trial, 5 acres.
It's not very hard to grow hemp.
And Siberian tigers.
You can apply. People can have one cow steak.
People will have rogue illegal herds roaming in the forest.
And of course, we've got bull sperm on storage forever in countless fridges.
Let's get back to drugs. You've smoked enough. You're crazy.
Crazy.
Three of the six Australians sentenced to die.
She was serious now. Here's the difference.
For drug offences in Bali, plan to appeal against their sentences today, saying Indonesia Supreme Court erred in ordering their executions and calling for a retrial. Okay, so three of them have. Just, I thought they all had done it, but three
What's
of
happened
them.
To our Chappelle?
Chappelle?
Is she in the fancy jail?
Doesn't mention Chappelle in this one.
She still doesn't want to come back here and swap, does she?
Why don't they throw them all in together?
Well, you know, the old breeding thing. It's the same with the bulls and cows.
They reckon they're just making more trouble for themselves.
You don't want jail children born in jail. It's not a good look.
No, I think they're allowed. I think they're allowed to execute the children of the murderers too, aren't they? The drug traffickers.
No,
can't they? They haven't.
No
they spit one out in
they
jail.
They can go back two generations to the great grandmother. So.
But they've done statistics and children born in jail often end up as crims.
Yeah.
They want to go back there. You want to go back to your childhood. You go back to jail.
Back to the womb.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's pretty common.
Okay.
Hey, what other drug news?
What about drugs? How about all those people dying at that nursing home? They found someone's been tampering with the water. What have they been putting in the water? Drugs? Poisons?
What was it?
Salmonella. Probably human feces. Probably.
Well, you think someone was just shitting in the pipes?
Yuck.
I don't know.
I mean,
it would have to be inserted into the food supply somehow.
Police are investigating an allegation the water supply to the Broughton nursing home has been deliberately tampered with. Has someone put in a little tea valve where they can put all this crap in that everyone drinks? I have no idea. They say it sparked a deadly salmonella outbreak, and five are dead, and five are still in the hospital.
Ugh.
And they're now having to do bottled water for drinking and teeth brushing or denture soaking, as the case may be. They've got bottled water for that. Doesn't actually mention anything about what it might have in any way.
So this is drug-related?
Yeah, something's been put into the water. It'll be a drug.
It's not drug-related. I'll give you drug-related. Are you ready for this little bit of news?
It came up in my drug-related thing.
This is from the Herald Sun journalist Mike Edmonds.
Is it?
ABC Radio Morning presenter John Fain has been gagged over on-air comments concerning his drug use. Fain yesterday set off a torrent of confessions when he admitted on his ABC Morning show to frequently smoking marijuana in his 20s. ABC management quickly gagged Fain and issued an order that he was not to make any further comments or talk to the Herald Sun. But other top local radio names, including Fain's breakfast show colleague at the ABC, Red Simons, happily revealed youthful indiscretions. Simon said he used to smoke and inhale with gusto, but not for many years. Fain's talkback opposition on 3AW, Neil Mitchell, told the Herald Sun he tried it a few times. Darren Hinch, 3AW's drive time host, was the odd one out, saying he'd never been tempted. But Wilbur Wild from the Vega 91.5 drive show said he broke a 15-year drought a few years ago, reliving the old days. And Dave Hughes from Nova 100 Breakfast Show said he gave up marijuana before he gave up booze. Fain's dope-smoking revelation was in response to a talkback caller's story of a bad reaction to marijuana. That's the last time I smoked dope when something like that happened to me, and I'm quite happy to tell people about it. I'm in any way embarrassed, Fain told listeners. I would have been in my late 20s, and I sort of, you know, was quite used to occasionally, you know, maybe once a week or so with friends, having a relaxing toke. I flipped out with this particular joint, and I was, I don't know where, spinning around the place, and terrible things were going on. I thought, yuck, I don't like that. I'm never doing that again. He was banned by ABC management from any further comment because it's so contentious an issue. It's so contentious an issue in the community, explained ABC spokeswoman Nataline Muscat.
It's putting people right off their pot, isn't it?
We're not supposed to broadcast opinions. The only radio allowed to do that is NIM FM up there north.
It's putting people off their pot. That kind of thing. Yuck. What do you say? Yuck. I'm not going to do that. That's putting people off their smoking.
Mitchell said
no wonder they're furious.
Mitchell said he'd tried marijuana two or three times. When I was a kid, I tried it briefly.
Good old auntie.
Certainly never once a week, he said. Balance. I enjoyed it, but not massively. Balance. I was of a different generation and more interested in a beer and a chat.
A beer and a chat. Up.
A beer Mitchell and a said chat today's up. Marijuana was far more dangerous than the plants he tried. In its current form, it's one of the most insidious and dangerous things we've got to cope with. Thank There's God no way we can go near legalization now.
Oh.
I'll keep reading.
We've bred it up to virtually the killer plant.
Hinch denied ever being tempted but said it should be legalised.
Have you read the Triffids? That's what they're trying to make it like. It's coming at you.
Maybe someone was interested.
Well, yes, maybe we could just insert bits of humour in it.
Hinch denied ever being tempted but said it should be legalised. Never wanted to, never did. There's a strong argument for legalising all drugs. At least you'd kick the mob where it hurts. I'd legalise. I think decrim is a cop-out.
Yeah, good on you, Darren.
Yeah, good on you, Darren.
And Hinty, I'll put him in jail for that.
Wild or Wildy said he hadn't had a joint in 15 years until a few years ago. It was just there and I thought maybe it'd be more enjoyable these days and it kind of was, but it kind of wasn't. I can live without it, he said. Decrim everything and educate kids. Not necessarily in that order. Prohibition doesn't work. Fair comment from him, I thought.
Who was that from?
That was from Wild.
Okay, Wild Oscar?
From? Wilbur Wild from Vega 91.5 Drive Show. These are the big guys.
Yeah, they're big, all right.
Decrim everything and educate kids. Not in that order. Hugh said he was a user for some time but gave it up completely. I do think it can really mess with you, he said. You get to the point where you have to be stoned to do everything. It controls you. I decided I didn't have to be stoned to see a movie or have to be stoned to have a shower. Simon said he stopped smoking dope a long time ago. In fact, it's 25 years since I had a joint. I suspect there's some sense in decriminalising any number of drugs and treating them as a health problem and not a criminal problem.
Oh,
those
go.
People
talking
up
sense.
There at Nibbin got it right.
Yeah.
Yes, we know. Sweet.
Seems to be the consensus has finally swung around.
So that's all the main drive time guys. And you know, who was the one saying you couldn't decrim now was the idiot Mitchell. He is an idiot.
Is that what he goes under, the name of the idiot Mitchell from 5 till 7?
It's just my own personal
to an on end, the idiot Mitchell, 5 till 7.
He's huge.
Is he big, huge. Fat man?
Ah, Neil Mitchell. No, he's just a big-time Melbourne morning radio boy.
Because I've come across some things on different levels for you mortals I've been noticing.
What's that?
And it's to do with fuel.
You've been
gardening. Fuel.
It's to do with fuel.
Fuel.
So the fuel you feed your planet that overheats it, the fuel you feed your bodies that overheat it, and the fuel you feed your mind.
Why do we cook or have hot drinks all the time?
Comfort.
Comfort.
Saves on fuel too. It's just putting heat into your body.
Why doesn't the new ethanol fuel work as well in my old Volvo as the other more toxic fuel?
No, we've got a caller. A listener. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank God.
How's that?
I know.
Someone out there.
Can't believe someone's listening. It's probably someone trying to
get alive. No, they're talking to us. After you've talked with us, get alive.
I'll read you mine. I've got another bit of news.
Go on.
Hey, I've got the Doof poster. There's some in the
Hip. Isn't that flash? Haven't they done the job?
It's very flash. Oh, they've changed the name. I'll read you the rave.
The goddess is going to be there.
Look at this rave.
Oh,
in 2000, it was very easy for locally raised Nimbin people to view drug law reform as an issue of primary importance in the post-9/11 climatically challenged world, though it becomes obvious there are many other far-pressing reasons for people to come together.
Banks, fellas?
We're on the radio.
Yeah,
banks.
We don't talk to banks.
Banks?
We don't talk to banks or insurance people. We do not talk to banks or insurance people.
Anyway. Was that a bank on the phone?
It was someone who
I love it
doing a survey about what we thought about banks.
Yeah.
But we're on
air
and
banks.
We couldn't tell them because we got laws against that.
Anyway, there's just a little thing. Are they having a go at us here on the Doofer, saying in post-9/11 climatically challenged world, it becomes obvious that there are many other far more pressing reasons for people to come together. A celebration of freedom and having an open mind would seem a good place to start. Hence, this year the annual Mardi Gras Doof or Dance for Drug Law Reform will be replaced by the Open Mind Freedom Festival.
Who wrote this?
I don't know.
Bob Hopkins, I reckon.
Hang on, could I just Did that say that we're going to replace
Bob? Bob is a speaker. Excuse Bob, me. Mardi Gras founder, and Cess and Neil Pike.
It's beautiful words. And oh, look, they've got them together. The real.
And look at that little button there. Look
and they bought cactus Bob with Bob a ganja.
Boardy, boardy, wonderful. Boardy, boardy,
so are they're replacing Mardi Gras, is that right?
No, this is the Dwarf. They're all fully organised. You,
what's
you
it replacing?
It's a secret location. It will be announced on Friday the 4th.
Yeah.
A mobile number.
Probably
shuttle
be through
bus
the drug
from Nimbin. Gates open 5 p.m. Saturday.
Sounds
pre-sale
great.
Tickets for $20 plus B/F. What's that? Are available at Daisy's shop. What's at the gate there, $30. What's plus B/F? B plus Belafonte plus...
No, I can't say.
Breakfast? $20 plus breakfast?
Yes.
Pre-sale tickets for $20 plus breakfast.
Do you
think it's breakfast?
I think he
might. B/F?
No, it could be breakfast or big fun.
I think it's breakfast.
Breakfast, okay. Good views,
nice
the Buena Vista.
Nice to give people.
Maybe somebody will tell us one day. Maybe we'll find out.
I just got the impression when you read that out that they're attempting to replace Mardi Gras with this.
No, they're just.
What did it say? The word replace was used.
No, they're bringing it wider.
Okay. I want to go to it.
It will be replaced.
There I want to go to it.
Can you read the sentence?
It's close enough so you can go to both.
Yeah,
this year, the annual Mardi Gras Still for Dance for Drug Lord of Roma will be replaced by the Open Mind Festival. Righty, righty, righty.
Oh, they're saying that Mardi Gras Doof will be replaced.
Yeah, it's only the Doof.
Okay.
Originally founded by local second-generation hippie kids as an attempt to offer some youthful perspective to an otherwise 60s-style event. That wasn't why it happened at all. It happened to get people out of town.
You don't know how it happened because they're out there and you're only here.
I remember how it happened. It happened, but the pretext was because when the gigs finished at 1 o'clock in town, where did everyone go?
Mm.
And town was a nightmare. So they said, well, let's do a thing out of town.
Mm.
But in their words, it was to give them a something youthful perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's Eckies, isn't it?
From the very first Mardi Gras took profits money. From the end for giving back to community organisations, there's industry
they have indeed.
Everyone, like the local hospital and bushfire brigade.
They also invested in NIMFM, and thank you so much, guys. That was fantastic.
What a good community.
Yeah.
Don't it pull together.
That's great.
And here.
And Bob Hopkins coming back to speak. That'll be
excellent. I hope he comes and speaks at the rally.
It was just one of those
do you
things.
Think he'd like to?
I think he would love to. He's been away.
The whole thing I just got this taste of we're going to expand this Open Mind Festival to become a two-day event that takes up the 2 days of Mardi Gras just far enough away that you can't really do them both and, you know, just a little bit more of a let's get away. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's say I'm wrong. I'm just paranoid. Gee, I've stunned them. Look at them. A pair of mullets.
Well, that'd be lovely. It'd be lovely if there was less people here at Mardi Gras.
Ballina sucks.
Far too crowded.
I love it.
Two heads better than one beer. Big head, wild surf. Where's Broken Head? Bummer. Nimbin's main beach, sometimes referred to as Byron Bay. Nimbin. He hasn't got the other road into Nimbin down that way. Oh, it doesn't matter. Lismore, best to stay in your car. Cheeky. Nimbin rocks most of the time. And we've got Charlie McMahon, Legless, Wild Marmalade, an invisible friend on this new classy poster called the Nimbin Mardi Gras Cannabis Reform Rally.
Come have a look.
So they're out.
What's cannabis reform?
But they're all playing it. They're all playing. All those bands are playing at the in the village as well.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
No, they're not. They're playing at Peace Park.
At Peace Park.
Yeah.
In the village.
That's the Peace Park poster.
Oh, fantastic.
Isn't it legendary?
This is the Peace Park poster.
You are so on the ball.
I've got
goddess.
It.
Goddess.
You are so really kicking along. 2007 dance for Mardi for cannabis law reform. Peace Park.
Fantastic.
Okay, 5 till 10 p.m. on the 5th of May, the Saturday night.
Fantastic. You mortals, you're getting it together. I'm proud of you.
Remo's coming to Mardi Gras. Have you looked up Urban Grower?
Well, I
have. UrbanGrower.com.
You have a lot of pot to feed him because he smokes two ounces
a
day.
Who?
Remo, he's quite famous. He's one of the lucky Canadians who was issued a medical cannabis pass in the first round.
Oh, the snorkel,
he's allowed
I call
to grow
him.
His own, and he grows it all online.
Mm.
And Advanced Nutrients, he's a bit of a front man for Advanced Nutrients. They plug him heaps and support him and probably give him all his bloody gear. Anyway, I don't know who's paying for him to come out here, but he's coming to Mardi Gras. He's a major person. He smokes an ounce a day.
There's a story about him
in Sticky Point magazine.
Mm. So?
And he smokes a big ounce a day. I said to him, I rang him up and we're talking.
So how does the New South Wales...
I said he's going to be there at 10 a.m. in the morning for the big breakfast of champions.
Wait a minute.
No.
This is finish. He's allowed over there to do it. Is he allowed over here to do it?
He's in Canada, man. He's allowed. Is medical cannabis allowed legally to grow?
Does Australia accept Canadian medical cannabis?
Canada, it's different.
Yeah.
North of the border.
Anyway.
Down Canada way.
Anyway, we're really trying to get everyone happening early at Mardi Gras. 10 o'clock in the morning, we're going to kick off with the Breakfast of Champions. Ooh. Martin MC. It's going to be a good show. You're there.
Ooh.
You're there blessing people.
I'll be blessing
Professor
people.
Professor Puff is doing cooking.
Is it going to be a, are
it's
we doing
Amanda
the baptism?
It's Amanda Blissball's birthday.
Is there a baptism?
And we are doing amazing stuff for her.
Good. Is
There's
there a baptism?
Baptisms.
Good. No. Is There's, a baptism early?
Yeah, I can't remember. It's early. We've got to all be there at 10 o'clock. Cool. Remo's, I said, Remo, are you going to be there? He says, I've smoked a quarter by then.
And we break the pot.
So it's a bit scary. I don't want to supply him with pot. Nightmare.
Well, and if he's going to be smoking quarters for breakfast.
Yeah, not on.
Breakfast of Champions. Yeah, who wrote that?
Yeah.
Kurt Vonnegut.
He did too. Dear old Kurt.
Good
Isn't
old Kurt. He's a ledge now.
He's
dead.
A legend,
that makes him a ledge.
Sure does. He's a ledge up there with Tim and Ken died this week. Okay. Oh, I love Kenny. I want to sing a song for Kenny.
Ken Kesey.
That was our listener again.
Ken across the road who was a regular listener of ours and always said hi as I headed to the radio.
Yeah, he did too.
Yep. Give it to him.
And Solly went.
Yeah. No, it's
a few good guys have been
going.
Yeah, it's in and out.
Hanging out with Kurt.
Spend a few. Yeah,
well,
hanging out with Kurt.
Well, let's just look at them as the cutting edge. They've just gone a little bit ahead.
The cutting edge,
of you
that's
guys,
right. Mm. Oh, and by the way, guys, that was our listener. Just to let you know that in the reading of the couple of posters you had in your hand, you managed to totally confuse everyone.
Oh.
They're two different posters.
Exactly.
They're two different posters. If you weren't listening, accurately and missed a word or two, they were two different posters.
Yes, sorry about
the
that.
The first one is the Doof, and the second one
there was
is
a bit
the
of confusion.
Peace Park Party Saturday night, Peace Park, which is going to be excellent.
I got confused myself.
It's a big gig.
You were confused and you were reading it.
You were half listening.
I was half listening and half talking.
Mm. I think we should have some music.
You know who else died this week?
Who?
And a song for him too is Percy. Remember Big Black Percy?
Yes.
Love the man.
Get out, he died.
Yeah. He came to visit Nimbin for a bit, I think.
That's a shame. I miss Percy.
So
already.
All those beautiful brothers, beautiful song.
Mm.
What are we singing?
We're singing My Baby Thinks She's a Train Man by the Triffids.
What's going on? Is it on?
Hang on, wait just
we are
settle,
a professional.
We're not on yet. Don't worry. We're
well organized.
Get group yourself ready.
Group here. We're professional. He's still playing the music. You know
time.
Because of the lights on.
He takes them off every time we come back in. Okay, hang on. You ready?
You look okay in your shorts out there.
3, 2, 1. Hello, Nimbin.
Oh, Jesus.
Here we go.
How you going? Ah, I can't look. It's that smell. How you going, Gerald?
It's the sauce.
It's the goddess and the smell, my friends, is musk.
It's goddess musk. It's a suppurating and weeping.
Oh, dude.
That's what our Sheilas smell like.
Ugh.
Hey, it's a
not
beautiful thing.
I hang out with. Anyway.
It's a beautiful thing. Ah, you men, you're so weak.
We are.
You mortal males.
How do you make it go smooth down there? There's nothing there. There's no holes.
Latex.
There's nothing
Latex.
There.
Latex.
Rubbish.
There's no bulge or nothing.
It's a Barbie trick. Now stop it.
No weeing or pooing or anything.
Stop it. It's a Barbie trick.
All right, turn him back into a Ken doll when I leave him. Don't worry.
That's what it looks like. More like a Barbie
Ken's
doll.
Ken's as bad as Barbie. I don't know if you check him out, mate. But he certainly doesn't get very far. Anyway. Right.
You look great. You look great, Gerald. How are you? You're looking fit.
Yeah. Reuters.
Goddess, thank you.
Reuters. The Reuters story. Yeah, how about that? They came to Nimbin.
Do you say Reuters?
Reuters.
I say Reuters.
Reuters. That's,
because that's what
English.
They do to a lot of people.
Isn't that how you pronounce that?
It's Dutch. It's Reuters,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, I thought it was Reuters.
It's foreign anyway.
Reuters.
So it won't be English like
Reuters.
We know
they say in Holland, they say Reuters because they know that we think Reuters is Reuters.
We laugh. We giggle every time.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Reuters today?
The Reuters report. They heard that from over there in Holland.
Okay, yeah. So what did the Reuters people say?
They just did a story thing on Nimbin, of all places in the
Why?
World.
Why?
don't know. I think the guy was just on a break. He's the Pacific guy, and he does.
Well, Reuters is based in Amsterdam.
Yeah, I thought that.
Reuters is based in Amsterdam.
I thought they were like Inman,
same thing.
Same current, thing. Sister cities.
Yeah, but I thought they were like current, sort of breaking news type concept news.
I know what it was.
Stuff,
I know what it was. Deep, he was bored.
Deep in search.
He was bored, looking for good seeds on the bloody. On the web,
nah.
Put in Nimbin, and they read that story in the Northern blah blah or whatever.
Nah.
Seeds being the best.
No, it was probably in the Courier Mail.
Nah.
About how it's really expensive here to buy property.
Because he talks about that a bit. Remember.
So Dan's telling the whole world that bloody cheap here. It's $1 million on the coast.
And it's less than
500,000.
It's half the price of coastal land. Yeah. And things going the way they are, it'll be coastal land.
They interviewed Jeff. Is it Jeff at the real estate?
Pete, I think.
Same thing.
Well, it sort of is.
Yeah.
And he said?
Something about, I forgot. No, he said the town. We all got together and fought hard drugs. That's what we do. We fight hard drugs.
Right. Where did you get that from?
The fighting of hard drugs.
Yeah, we all got together. The people of this village, we don't really like hard drugs, but we like pot.
Nimbin hippies joined police in cracking down on the hard drugs and backing the cameras.
I remember that.
Purple people work with police to get rid of hard drugs from the town because they saw their sons and daughters going down a road to nowhere, says Peter Robinson.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Nimbin has won its battle against hard drugs, but its reputation for tolerance continues to attract drug addicts and those with mental health problems.
Oh, I got some hash the other day.
Hey, you know, I reckon that's true too.
It's not a bad story.
You don't notice it when you're on the inside of it, but I think we have, to a large extent, won the real bad battle with hard drugs. We have.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon we have too. I don't see the crappy behaviour we used to struggle with that much before.
Well, the cameras on the main street, I've got to say, they've helped. There's less violence in that particular spot, lot less.
Yeah.
People are aware of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think it's the cameras?
I think the cameras give you that moment. Instead of bashing people, it's like, hey, come down the back and I'll bash you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That gives people a minute or two to run away.
Will I, won't I? Shall I go down the back with the three of them?
Cool down.
Or not?
But it's hard being on the cameras.
You just get royalties up there, don't you? Like rights and, I don't know. You got managers that...
If you have your pictures taken.
Yeah.
I don't think they show them. I think there's a bit of privacy involved here.
Yeah?
I would hope so.
You should get onto it. You could be doing yourself out of some royalties. There's a lot of footage there.
I suppose there is. I believe Fox sells your photo, a photo they have of you and the Prime Minister, for $200 a copy.
Fairfax owns that picture.
$200 a copy.
You've got to get onto this stuff.
Yeah, I know. What do I say?
Give it back.
Yeah.
No, when you're uptown, just use makeup and, like, just draw, pixelate your
Wear
face.
Wear masks.
Pixelate your face with makeup.
Okay.
We could actually have an event at Mardi Gras that brought the cameras into it. I like that. Run with this. I haven't thought about it. But look, we could have a moment where everyone performs for the camera.
Yeah, if we can get one live to the web.
Yeah.
We've got to push for that. I think that would be the...
Bare your ass at the camera and the police
all
station. Everyone
Thursday
at once.
Theater,
we all do brown eyes into the camera.
Theater, Thursday night, once a month. Brought to you by the Nimbin Cafe.
Brown eye.
No, pay-per-view at Mardi Gras.
Mm. Brown eye.
You could have a brown eye comp.
You could, but the Husk won't get involved in that one at all. Because look at this. He's got hemorrhoids that are like a bunch
of
grapes. Look at this.
Me too. I've got those things. See, that's the old Indian hangover, isn't it?
We need a cherry picker or some kind of
raised platform
so you can get up closer to the camera too.
Can get daggy. Hey, you got to watch.
What are you talking about?
I can't stand people who don't watch.
Are you not talking about the cameras? What are you talking about?
It's a real problem when you go to the city and there's only paper. I can't stand paper.
There's nothing
sliced
there.
Rainforest wiping your bum. It's got to be the crudest thing white men
get
ever do.
Get away.
He's got nothing. It's all
get
like
away, Michael Balderstone. You and your dags and the husk and his.
Well, look at his bum.
I don't care.
No.
There's a bunch of grapes.
Hemorrhoids. Lovely. Look at
Listen,
that.
Stop.
Bend over. Go away.
I'll turn the microphones off. I'm warning
Bend back
you.
Up again.
I'll turn his mouth off. I'll turn his mouth off.
All right.
All right, now I did it. Now stop.
Okay, we're hurt.
No, so this, yeah, we've got to get a cherry picker or a raised platform to get closer up to the cameras.
Great.
Well, you know the final quote in this story, many hope the inevitable development will be small-scale and environmentally sensitive, but fit. We have been free for a long time. It would be a pity if we lose this freedom.
You said that.
What I actually said is, it'd be a pity if we can't smoke a joint in the street anymore.
Same thing,
I suppose.
Hey, so will the police read that and go, shit, I'm going to go around to that cafe?
No, they won't. The only problem with that is if someone reads it and shows it to Thomas George.
And what's he going to say?
And he says, Thomas, here's your electorate. What are you doing? And he rings up Bluey and says, Bluey.
They're going to blame my cafe.
Yeah, they're going to say, hey, the president of the chamber's openly smoking joints, mate. What the hell are you doing, Bluey?
When that happens, you get right back to the rooters and then Bluey, you say to them, guess what happened? They're going to love the follow-up story.
Yeah. And you say, Bluey says to Thomas, remember where all my troops were on Tuesday, Thomas, in your back paddock? Uh-huh. And Thomas will be quiet. So it's all cool.
What were they doing, slashing his lawn?
No, there was a rip happened at one of the crops out there. And anyway, Thomas was furious is all I heard.
Very upset.
Did the police hit the wrong crop? They didn't get the decoy one.
Listen, end of conversation. We cannot say too much here. You know what I mean.
Not about that, but I remember
professional about this.
All right. I'll have to turn you down.
Okay. All right, what else has happened? Mardi Gras, is it still happening?
Mardi Gras is fully cooking.
We cancelled it for the week after.
Bullshit.
To fill the police.
It was an idea, but... Too many people heard about it.
How about a week early?
Mardi Gras is fully happening and looking really good.
Is it on the 5th and 6th?
Cool. No, it's on tomorrow.
5th and 6th.
5th and 6th.
The phone's running hot. There's plenty happening.
No, not this week. No, the following
week.
We want everyone, like
John Howard says, pray for rain. We want everyone to pray for no rain on that weekend.
Why?
Yeah.
I remember really wet Mardi Gras.
Rain on Monday.
So cool.
Give us a break over the weekend.
I think God's going to be the judge of this.
God rains on us every year. It's tradition.
No, not the last couple of years.
But if he doesn't, it means he likes us more.
And look what's happened. The whole country's dying of thirst because of it.
So we
because
bring
of
the
people
rain like
you
to,
who aren't prepared to get
we
wet.
We used to bring
Mardi Gras.
The rain and the farmers didn't appreciate it, so I said, bugger it, let's have dry Mardi Gras.
You spiteful little clown.
Yeah, stuff off.
It's hard to dry your pot, though.
Can
seriously.
You please stop it? I've been looking after the weather and
well,
you
Well, we want
know
no
it.
Rain Sunday night, thank you, because my mate Martin has got a top gig happening at Peace Park Sunday night as well as Saturday night now.
They're going till 10 o'clock.
Okay,
have you read this?
8 o'clock.
This is from the Goddess.
10 o'clock Sunday night.
Yes.
This is from the Goddess.
That's what
tell Stuart Batten, he'll be feeling very old by then.
It's going to start raining
Can you
on
cross
Sunday.
Your legs, please?
Yeah, and get your dags away, man.
Thank you.
Smelly.
Yeah, I just can't look over
You're
there.
Just getting old. Yeah. If you were young, it'd be all right. A young goddess would be appropriate in here, but sort of some
I
old
am.
Unshaven, daggy,
how about the
grape bum.
And we're getting the big Bill McHenry stage again.
We're doing
truck.
Bill's truck.
Oh,
hey, you know what we need, guys? I've got one piece of carpet. What we actually need is about 5 layers of carpet, like those Turkish carpet stalls.
Oh,
and we make a really
auction,
nice, soft.
I've got a phone number and I've got to paste it in the book.
Then get those for carpets for me and we make a really nice,
heaps of,
soft
no,
stage.
No, we'll get heaps of underlay and then just throw one bit of carpet
Yeah, I've
on
got
top.
The one bit of carpet. I need the underlay.
All right. Underlay.
That, yeah, that's right. That's a Mexican word, isn't it? Underlay. That's what the little mice say.
Hey, did you hear about the bunny burrow incident in Tasmania?
He's distracted. What?
Did you hear about the
I said, did you hear about the bunny burrow incident in Tasmania?
No, man, tell us.
Well, this guy was out trying to catch a bunny.
Yeah.
And he stuck his arm down a bunny hole up to the shoulder and came out with a parcel.
Yeah.
Which he opened up. And, well, lo and behold, it's full of little packets of speed.
Wow.
And he thinks, you ripper. And then he gets nabbed for having it.
Yeah.
And the police grab it. And he manages to actually pinch a bit of it before they took it all off him.
Good boy.
And he's been busted for possession. But the magistrate accepted that he didn't actually know it was down there. It wasn't his speed.
That wasn't justice blow.
What a great story.
But he said that once you...
That wasn't Justice Blow down in Tasmania.
It was Justice Blow. It was Justice Blow accepted that Simpson knew nothing of the drugs but said he didn't want to part with them once they were found. In my view, he said, you're guilty
Simpson.
Of possession.
And what did Homer
what,
say?
Did he try them? Did they test them?
It was 60 out little packets of speed.
That was missing.
And where was the burrow?
It was in a park. A rabbit burrow down in a park.
Oh, those rabbits, I'll and tell
the
you what.
The reason they figured it.
That's why they move around so
what
quick.
A good oh, idea to bring some so rabbits far. Into Allsop Park. That's a great idea.
But the
mate.
Police accepted the fact, and the magistrate agreed, that he didn't know it was down there because if he had, he wouldn't have been so stupid as to reach in and pull it out while there were three police just behind him checking up on a stolen car. But once he found out what it was.
Why ever not? He said there was going to be no stolen car down there.
He refused to give it to the cops.
Yeah. What was he doing?
I never put my arm down.
He was going
right?
for a
That's
rabbit.
How you get a snake bite
There's
real
cops
quick.
Around. You're going to look silly. What?
You're allowed to catch rabbits
only
in parks.
12.
Why don't you just get one of their guns and shoot it?
What, the rabbit?
In the hole.
Buddy Greeks. They shoot everything.
That imagine that, the white powder just...
Hey, we're going to have some kind of sacrifice, some kind of blood sacrifice this Mardi Gras.
We're no, we're not. We're going to do it with tincture, remember?
Well,
no, tincture. Green blood tincture is better than blood.
A pet shop out in Lismore. See if they've got any sickly animals. Due for the,
what about the RSPCA where they do get rid of dogs who have been there too long? Talking. Or something
a
like
cat.
That.
No, they're not gonna, a dog. A cat. I like
dog is God spelled backwards. I don't mind that bit.
That'd be pretty
it's got to be a nasty dog like that's easy. Killed babies or something, you know, and they got to get rid of it.
Okay.
And then we in the exorcism, we put all that fear.
The exorcism
all the fear,
is going to be
cow
very
know
fun.
What's going
the exorcism
on.
Is just to get everyone's fear of the police the, out of them and into the dog.
Let's walk back.
And the exorcism is going to be a lot of fun.
I know.
We're going to have – because the torturers are there to help.
I know.
Have you installed – something in someone, or you're just going to go at random out of the crowd? You're going
to do you
someone?
Think we're not going to be able to find some evil
it.
Spirits out
Ooh,
there amongst the crowd?
There's
do you
some
think
possessed
not?
People. Oh, yeah.
Very confident, my friend.
No, I've just come across.
Are we out of here, John?
No. I've just come across the next generation of ingestion sort of paraphernalia. Once we've gone past the inhalers and stuff like that and the sprayers, you know what it's going to be?
No.
A cyber tooth.
Like a
cyber tooth that dispenses drugs to chronic users may replace injections for those who have had a hard
so
time remembering when to take
and
their
you
drugs.
Drip it, drip,
it
drip,
just drip, drip, drip,
drip, drip
of
highly strong,
highly
buds,
strong cannabis
potency.
Stuff.
Potency.
Yeah. All the time.
I love it.
Time for when you need it most.
The drip feed.
You can turn it
it's
up.
It's the end of the bong. The gong will be
no,
panicking.
You can't turn it off.
You can't turn it up.
There's some really rich dudes in Canada. They're working on this some kind of software program. It's some little hyperbaric chamber you hook up to the back of your computer. You can actually go to a website and you find a bud you want to you smoke, hit the button, it takes like 15 minutes, and in this little chamber it'll rebuild the bud molecule by molecule. 15 minutes, you've got the little bud there, just a small one.
It's quicker with a new broadband too, apparently.
Yeah no
get
they're on to it.
Yeah. And it hops out of the screen into the mold.
No, you open
about,
up
no,
the little chamber. You've got to watch out. You've got to wait
eBay.
For it to decompress.
It's called eBay, isn't it?
No.
It jumps out of the computer into your mobile.
I've heard about
no,
this.
No,
I've
it's
heard
a little
chamber. You have chopper. To chop it up or is it ready
to chop? You have
chopped?
To wait. It fully forms molecule by molecule. It's
I think
very
he's right.
Small.
I've heard about this.
And then you wait for
it
to decompress.
Can
you
ask it to mull up or mulling up would be easy for
you? Okay, guys.
I think you could probably order a pre-mulled pot.
Can we say goodbye now and go away?
I've got a great closing
I'm
story.
So sick
I can't
being
wait
in the
for the future.
I just got the last closing story. This is our Dumb, Stupid Criminals of the Week award.
Yep.
Two suspected thieves were nabbed after mistakenly dialing 911 when they tried to set up a drug deal.
Yeah.
The two men were arrested after accidentally dialing the emergency number when they were attempting to page a drug dealer. The misplaced phone call from a public
That's
phone booth alerted police who arrived
hey man,
at the scene
the
and said, "Are you the guys with the stuff?" They said, "Yep." They said, "Thanks, come with us."
You got the stuff, Dave. Was one named Dave?
Hey, quick bit of Mardi Gras news.
Yeah.
Meetings, there's only two more meetings. Friday at 5 p.m. Tonight's always a great meeting, the second last one.
I'll tell you
Hot
what.
Hot meeting. And next week's the big
We're
party.
We're looking for new ideas, any big changes for this year.
Yeah.
Bring them on.
Last chance for the program. Oh, no, we've got another week. And a couple of things. Pot art is happening at the Regional Gallery opposite the Oasis.
Yes.
And if I'm about the 25th of this month, you'll be able to take art there and put it there, I reckon. Now, that's Helen and Elsa organising that.
And what about the tattoo comp in the dance
the tattoo
studio?
Tattoo comp is at the Town Hall.
And dance studio, isn't it?
No, it's in the Town Hall Saturday afternoon.
I thought that Space might have – I think Space might have pulled it back to –
The
regional gallery. It's got mirrors in there for 3D viewing.
Excuse me, he needs to talk to me quickly because we've moved heaps of events to put him in the town hall.
It's going to be in the town hall then. Love it. Can't wait.
You guys
doesn't matter where it is.
You guys better sort it out.
You'll get a better gig in the town hall.
It's important that it's sorted and sorted now.
This is like the Tower of Babel. Can we go home now? You guys are babbling.
Other news, the combi convoy. What?
Somebody's cut the grass.
The town. Yeah.
We're going.
We're out of here.
No, I need other news.
Okay, well, let's have the other news.
There was Potter, there's the Jungle Patrol. If you want to sign up for Jungle Patrol, come down tonight at 5. We'll leave your name in the book. There's a seriously good crew coming together there.
See Heidi, see Diane. Tell them you're in. Yeah. Tell them go and put your arm around and say, I want to help you.
They're getting a good crew. It's all happening.
The best T-shirts, all Mardi Gras.
And it's very exciting.
And if you don't want to be in Jungle Patrol but you want to help, come and see us because we really want to help. Not so much next week, but the week after will be great.
Are we still doing the physical fitness inspections on the Jungle Patrol?
No.
Okay.
But there's heaps to do.
I'd like to continue on with that.
If you want to come and help, drop down the embassy.
I think we should put them through their paces. I think they have to do a little run around of some kind.
Okay. Yeah. Time to go. Say goodbye, boys.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
From all of us to all of you.
See you, Mick.
Say goodbye.
See you, Bob.
Sick human.
Goddess. Put your pants back on.
Festival time, then this woman is a goddess at a festival shrine. Met her when I jam in that garden of sorts. I must confess, God bless, some impure thoughts.
Show us some money!
Was the call of the night, but no money could have bought even a piece of the fried. There might have been a sea of people, I don't know, because all I could see was that this woman, she glows. So why? It's a pleasure to meet ya. You look like one incredible creature. Wanna treat ya fine, let's dance and grind. Get so funky and flick that it's a crime. You're divine, you're sublime, and well, you blow my mind. Take you like a glass of milk then. I saw her coming, what a scene, what a mean. She got the sex coffee theme, but she tastes like vanilla. Well, why she ignite when we hit the floor? Like the room on a super commodore. Now if it makes a good story, well it's just worthwhile. We first start dealing stories in a sprinkler style. It's all sly. Aye, it's a pleasure to meet ya. You look like one incredible creature. Wanna treat ya fine, let's dance and grind. Get so funky and flick that it's a crime. You're divine, you're sublime, and well, you blow my mind. Hey! You're so sly. Do the moonshot, get the sack back seats, feeling alright.
Feeling alright.
I do the monkey shuffle, I rock it with a funk stride. I do the late checkout with a do not disturb sign outside. Yeah, 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 and I do the slide. Why, it's a pleasure to meet ya. You look like one incredible creature. Wanna treat you fine, let's dance and grind. Get so fucking flicked. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. A little bit of Cat Empire to go out there. Stay tuned to Nim FM. This is 102.3 on your radio, and we've got 3 hours coming up.
Thank you for listening to nimfm.org. My name is Martin. I am the editor. There are other free MP3 downloads available at nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com. Libsyn spelled as in Liberated Syndicate. Our program schedule can be viewed at www.nimfm.org. You can mail us also to Nimbin Independent Media Incorporated, Post Office Box 522, Post Office Nimbin 2480, Australia. Nim FM, from the people, for the people.